With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden and former President Trump met face-to-face for their first 2024 debate. During the debate, President Trump said that President Biden is using January 6th as a distraction from his failed presidential policies.
That what happened to the United States' reputation under this man's leadership is horrible, including weaponization, which I'm sure at some point you'll be talking about, where he goes after his political opponent because he can't beat him fair and square.
Audio courtesy of CNN presidential debate. The National Border Patrol Council clearing the record about Biden's claim that, quote, the Border Patrol endorsed my position at the border, end quote. On X, the National Border Patrol Union posted, quote, to be clear, we never have and never will endorse Biden, end quote. Former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that the debate was not a good night for Biden, saying the president's performance was not what the campaign needed or wanted. Some Democrats are questioning whether it's time to find another Democratic candidate. Also at SRNNews.com, public schools in Oklahoma now required to incorporate Bible instruction into curriculum for 5th through 12th grades.
Oklahoma's top education official is ordering public schools to incorporate the Bible into lessons for grades 5 through 12. State Superintendent Ryan Walters issued a memo to school superintendents across the state. The directive is the latest effort by conservatives to incorporate religion into the classroom. Walters said in the memo that his mandate is compulsory and, quote, immediate and strict compliance is expected, unquote. Walters was elected in 2022 and has embraced culture war issues and fighting what he says is, quote, woke ideology, unquote, in public schools as a central theme of his administration. His directive faced immediate backlash from civil rights groups and others. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This is SRN News. Christians in the UK doubt so-called climate change. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
A new poll released by Whitestone Insight finds that while 77% of the general British population believes that the Earth is warming up, only 61% of committed Christians do. And who's to blame for climate change? The vast majority of the public in the United Kingdom says humans. But only about half of Christians think that's true. Other polls have indicated similar findings about climate and Christians here in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Police in Pakistan have arrested 23 people accused of being part of a mob that killed a man suspected of desecrating the Quran. The suspects were charged with murder and burning a police station where the mob killed the man. Blasphemy accusations are common in Pakistan. Under the country's blasphemy laws, anyone guilty of insulting Islam or Islamic religious figures can be sentenced to death. This is SRN News. Israeli military says it's released photos of what it says show a staffer with the aid group Doctors Without Borders wearing military fatigues at a gathering of terrorists.
The military says that Fadi Awadia, who was killed in an Israeli airstrike earlier this week, was, as it described him, a significant operative in the Islamic Jihad group. Doctors Without Borders, known by its French acronym MSF, had said earlier that it had no indication he was a militant and did not respond to claims about the photos. I'm Karen Chamas.
The House is passing an amendment to ban the State Department from using Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry statistics regarding the Israel-Hamas war. The amendment will be considered by the Senate as part of a larger State Department funding package. More and more Americans concerned about making ends meet, nearly 37%, say they were worried about their finances over the next year. More details at SRNNews.com.